Blog Talk Radio.
Money. Ain't giving like a soul. Gotta be more than that. Cause I'm ready.
Ready.
mic up real quick. This is it, y'all. This is it, y'all. You've been waiting and debating. Here it is, y'all. Throw your stuff from your past. Take it off, y'all. But it says you wouldn't last. Who you is, y'all. What you bring back? Let's get it. Your peace of mind back. Let's get it. What your family back? Let's get it. Are you ready? Let's get it. I speak against everything that comes to destroy the purpose in your life. Worrying about your finances, your future, where you can't even sleep at night. I speak against depression and fear, every attack from the enemy. This is your day, the Lord made it, baby. God has set you free.
Amen, amen, amen. This is it. This is it. And this is the show. This is the show. This is Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is the host, Five Smooth Stones, and we are talking today, or the show today is about the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. Again, the name of this show is the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network, and I'm hoping a lot of people join me today. We had a nice time at the community center for our annual family banquet. Thank the Father that Aunt Robbie and Amy almost was able to pull it off. I had a good time. They are never long enough. The banquets are just too short. They're always too short. Everybody kept saying the same thing, just too short. But no matter how long we stay, we've always said it's too short. But it's always good to see everybody, and I thought it was a very good banquet and a very good idea to have it there. I figured that everybody could come, and everybody seemed to be really talkative yesterday. Everybody seemed to. That's a good thing when you get family talking to each other, and I'm just glad that it happened. And so hopefully y'all got those little flyers I passed out, and you connected with me right now, and you're going to join me. Hopefully y'all will be called in and contributing to the show some kind of way with some kind of information, be it news and update information on the family. It may be you want to wish someone a happy birthday. It may be you want to wish someone a happy anniversary. It may be that you know of a job that's out there and you want to let the family know. Call and interrupt me. I'm just filling time until you call. That's the way this show operates. I simply am someone that's filling the time until you call with something for the family. It's all about you calling in with something for the family. And I was so glad that I was able to get these reminder cards out to everybody. So y'all don't have an excuse now. You got the website to go to and listen over your computers, and you can chat in the chat room. Now you will, I'm so glad I thought to say this, if you are logging on to the internet to listen to the Booker Family, the Booker Douglas, I always have to look at the show to make sure I get it right, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends. And you know what? I'm just looking at this, and I think I misspelled. Y'all, this is what happens when you throw stuff together. I mean, I didn't throw it together, but I updated it, and I just was rushing. What it is, there we go. But anyway, folks, if you want to be able to comment on the show tonight, if you want to be able to comment in the chat room, you have got to. And y'all don't get on me. I know I'm misspelled friend. I'm about to correct it. But if you want to be a part of the show tonight, you've got to go to Blog Talk and enter a name. You can make up a name. You don't have to give it your real name. Nobody gives their real names anymore. So just give some fictitious name And that's what we'll know you by. And do it that way. Don't give your real name. Stay incognito. But you cannot chat in the chat room. You can't type back and forth unless you register. So please understand that. You cannot chat in the chat room as a guest. So if you click on this link, you went to this link, you went to the link that I passed out the other day, and you scroll down to where you see the show, and you clicked on the show, you cannot comment. You can just watch other people talk, okay? You've got to go in there and just create a quick account. It don't take long. So do that. It'll ask you for your name and email address or something. Just throw anything in there just to get a name, and then you can comment, okay? Those of you on the phone line, if you have a question or a comment for myself, the host, simply press 1 and I will zero in on you and allow you to voice your concern or whatever it is you want to say, okay? And we only have one rule on this show. I haven't mentioned it in a while. And the show number one rule is keep it positive. Keep it upbeat. Keep it positive. Keep it upbeat. We don't want to hear one thing about a family member that is going to tear down their character in any kind of way. We've had enough of it, and I feel like for a season we need to hear nothing but what we're doing good, what we're doing inspirational. You know, we want information that's going to help this family. And so that's what this show is all about, simple and plain. If it goes any other direction, I guess I'm gone, because that's the whole purpose of what I envision for this show. And by the way, speaking of I and envision something, y'all please understand that this is not Seth, baby, Seth thing, Seth show. It is so much show. As a matter of fact, you can host this show if you just simply call me and let me know. I'll show you how to do it. You can bring your own music. You can do it the way you want to do it. Again, I just ask that we keep it positive and upbeat, and I ask that we do highlight, spotlight the elder. We want to keep that going, keep that going, keep that going. As a matter of fact, we're going to spotlight an elder tonight, and the elder that we're going to spotlight tonight is guess who? Guess who? I'm not going to tell you yet. We'll just wait to the very last minute. But whoever it is, I can guarantee you this, you will learn a lot from this particular person, okay? So tonight we will have spotlight on the elder, and it'll be the second half of the show. And I think it's the greatest part of the show because we are strangers to each other, even though we had a wonderful banquet. Thanks to, again, Aunt Robbie and Aunt Naomi. On yesterday, there was a lot of elderly people. We didn't know who they were. They didn't know who we were. And I don't like that. I really don't like spending time around people I don't know. It just don't help me at all. The food was great, great, great. I think the food was probably better than it ever was. However, I didn't know a lot of people in that, you know. I mean, it's not that I want to know everybody and everything about them. That's not what it is. But I believe in networking. And I think this family and all other families can't afford not to be networking. I mean, if wealthy people is doing it, I mean, everybody is networking. I mean, how can you not be networking as a family? It's the craziest thing. So I want to see, I want to contribute to that changing. This show is designed, again, I said this over and over again, family, this show is designed for everybody to get involved. I do not want to be sitting up here hosting this every single week. If that happens, it won't be a show. If I'm going to be running it, it ain't going to happen. I refuse to run it. I refuse to be the host every single week. That sounds like something I'm pushing, and it is not about that. If you don't believe me, just watch and wait and see. If I'm hosting every week, it just simply won't exist. Okay, I want other people to please step up and come in and interview some of the elders yourself and just put your own flavor to it, okay? Some of y'all young people, I'm mainly talking to you because I know some of y'all can do even a better job than I do. And I'm secure. I'm not insecure in that. That's a reality. A lot of young people these days are very talented, and they do very well in hosting shows just like this. So, again, welcome to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. Again, Seth, Irene's son, Azalee, and Caleb's Booker daughter. All right? Like I said, the second half we're going to interview an elder, and I want y'all to hang around for that because I guarantee you, you're going to learn a whole lot about this family in a good way, some things you always wanted to know if you just would just hang out with us for that next hour. Now, this first hour, I know it's a new show, but what the design of the show is supposed to be, for those of you that's listening for the very first time, the design of this show, what is supposed to happen this first hour is family members. And by the way, anybody that have come on to this show and is not related, you're more than welcome to stay. But this show is a different kind of show that we normally do here at Five Smooth Stones. This is a show strictly for the Booker Douglas family here in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. Actually, we're all over the place, all over different parts of the world even. But this show is designed for the family. This is what we're talking about, strictly family information. You might get bored with that. So if you happen to pop on and see, you got a reminder from me that a Five Smooth Stone show is on. We're not doing what we normally do. This is something different for the family. So please, let's stay on the subject of the family. You're more than welcome to stay and even comment here and there, but it'll, again, be related to the family here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, primarily family is concentrated in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, okay? Like I was saying, folks, please, if you're in the chat room, log on and register with Blog Talk Radio so you can comment. You can say, you can talk to me, and I can talk back to you in the chat room. If you're on the phone lines, again, all you got to do if you want to comment is press 1. If you don't press 1, I won't know you have a comment, okay? Press 1 on your phone, all right? But I want to thank everybody because we do have people on the phone lines and we do have people in the chat room, and I want to thank y'all for being on time, okay? This is going to be a very exciting show. About the family, okay? And it's a lot of, I want some of y'all ideas. I want some of y'all, I don't really want your critiques because that's, I guess we need that too. I guess the only negativity I probably will allow is for y'all to critique the show a little bit and let us know how it can be better. I say let us know because we are us, okay? It ain't just me doing this. Let the family know how we can do this better. Okay, so as you know, we have the spotlight on the elder, and I had been thinking about doing about 15 minutes of something to the effect of economics or Booker economics, Booker Douglas economics, where we talk about how we can enrich ourselves, business opportunities within the family. There's a lot of family members that are doing this, that, and the other. And some of y'all have your own business. Some of y'all are in a different type of business opportunities, I'd say. And you are more than willing, I'm sure, to come on and invite the family. I encourage you to do so. Come on and invite the family into what you're doing. So let us know what you're doing, where we can get a piece of it, of the action as well. Some of y'all know of jobs. Yes, some of y'all know of some decent jobs out there. I think it's a great idea for you to call the show and say, hey, Seth, I just want to let everybody know that this place is hiring and this is what they're requiring. Make sure you bring this, that, and the other. Some of y'all have it's just, this show is for all, anything you can think of that a family need. Anything you can think of that a family need, that's what we are about. Simple and plain, okay? Simple and plain. And just looking through several different things I wanted to cover. Also, there's a lot of musicians in his family, and this is not just for the Booker and Douglas family, but it's also for our friends as well. And I want our friends to hear of the talent that's inside this family. One musician said it like this. I won't call his name out, but he said, I have never seen a family with so much talent as y'all. And then he said something else that is not as good as that, that he also sees. So we're going to try to change that second part of what he was saying, the complaint that he had. But he also, like I said, he said that he never seen a family with so much talent. So we want to showcase that talent. We want to try to make this family strong, just like all families need to be doing, okay? So we got 2 hours tonight, y'all, all right? Well, 1 hour and we're 8 minutes into the show anyway. But I do want to just talk a little bit about yesterday. We had a lot of people. I'm not going to try to name no names because I'll forget. But I just want to thank Bobby Bailey if he's listening. I guess I should say Minister Bobby Bailey. Baylor. I want to make sure everybody get their proper names. And that's why I always mess up with names. Y'all got to be, that's one thing y'all got to help me on is names, because I'm horrible sometimes with it. But it was good to see him, and I just appreciate his contribution and being a musician at the banquet. And I enjoyed the little kids singing, and I'm sure you did too. That was really nice. And not that y'all need me to tell that, but I did, you know. I really enjoyed it. And I think everybody else did, you know, kind of from what I've heard. It was nice to see the kids get up there and sing like they did. So anyway, like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of talent in this family, and I really want y'all to forward me music, songs, poems, whatever you got in the way of entertainment. Forward them to me where I can play your stuff on the air where everybody can hear you and support you. Donna was telling me that she went to hear Juan, which is Uncle Caleb, or some of y'all know him by Caleb Booker, his son. She went to hear him in concert, and she was blown away. But it's so much more talent. I mean, so much more talent in this family. I just happened to think of him because he was there at the banquet last night. And but I would like to get some information, his music and Donna's music and Tanny. We got Carlos, Marie, excellent pianist. And I told you I'm going to, I didn't mean to do this because I'm going to forget somebody. But Aunt Robbie, of course, is a good singer. We got all kind of talent. So if y'all can, whoever can, forward me music, songs, whatever, raps, as long as they're clean. And we'll play it on the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network, okay? Also, while I'm trying to encourage everyone to get involved, some of y'all know of you're investment-minded. You are investors, or you are very knowledgeable about investments. Please call the show and let us know of if you have insider information, or if you know some things where we can take advantage of some good investments, those of us that have the wherewithal to do that, okay? Please, please don't be stingy. Let the family know how they can take advantage of some good investments you might know about. Please, we don't want to overlook that, okay? Because there are some people in this family that have the wherewithal to do just that, take advantage. And we want them to be able to look at the show and get that kind of knowledge as well. This is not just no one-sided show. We're catering to everybody. Everybody in this family is huge, 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 huge. So that's one reason we started this blog, because it's just too hard to get around to seeing everybody. And then people start feeling like you don't care about them, you don't, you're not thinking about them, or this family is against that side of the family. And Satan begins to do what he do, divide and conquer, lying, 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 saying these folks don't care about you, or this, we're a competition, and all this crap that have haunted families for centuries. So anyway, this show is so you can hear people's heart. You can hear, if you can just hear people sometime, hear them out, you can put the enemy in his place. Because you'll hear the love and the concern that the family do have each other. But like any other family, there is always that sibling rivalry. And I don't know if it ever go away. But I just hope that this family understand that what's going on in our world today, we better be trying to network with each other, because there is some stuff out here, and I'm talking about in all kind of areas. I'm talking about spiritually. There are some things going on. You need people that's got your back. You need people that's praying for you. You need people that's standing the gap. And I know some of y'all young people don't want to hear this, but, you know, even when I was younger, I had enough sense to make sure that I had people praying for me. You know, Mama raised us up in church, and I hated going to church every day. But one thing I learned from going to church every day is when you're out there on Satan's turf, it's good to have some of these people that you don't want to hear from, some of these older people, praying for you. And I always solicited prayers of elders. This ain't no time. And I know some of y'all young people, you know, you just right now, you ain't trying to feel nothing spiritual. And, hey, that's just the way a lot of young people are. I'm not trying to justify what you're doing or if you're doing anything, but I'm just saying rebellion, as the Bible talks about, it's in the heart of young people. But the rod of correction drives it far away. So all I'm saying is this family, you need this family, even if you're not ready to live right. And that's spiritually speaking, but on the economic level, there's a lot going on in this world economically, where we need to network and be trying to support each other, because we're gonna spend money the way it go. So if there's a way we can spend our money strategically, help each other, and still get the products we need, you know, I know Brett gonna kill me saying that, because he have been trying to get me into a program, and I happen to think of him. Brett, if you out there. You got me, though, man. But I'm just saying, people like Breck have things going on the side, and they have been trying to get the family involved. And that's what we're trying to talk about on this show. We're trying to get business people to call in with ideas that they have, things that they're doing, and just invite the family. It may be that you don't get anybody to respond to you, but at least the family know what you're doing. And when it's time, they may be able to refer somebody to you. Maybe they don't want to get involved with a family member. I had somebody today that owns a business in the family said they didn't want to advertise to the family. That's okay, you know, because some people don't like hiring family. But if we all at least know they're in business, we can refer other people to them. Okay, so I'm soliciting everything, birthdays, you know, anniversaries, call in, wish your family happy birthday, happy anniversary. You got good recipes, you just found a very good recipe that's healthy and it's going to help lower the high blood pressure in the family, okay? You know of a way to combat a heart disease, or you know a way to lower the blood pressure by maybe taking, I don't know, garlic or some, all these different home remedies. Call in with your wisdom. Call in with what you have to offer and let the family know, hey, y'all, have y'all heard about this? Have y'all heard about that? This will take away this. This will take away that. If you have issues with this, cleanse the blood. I mean, share those old secrets, okay? This is what we do. This is what we should do, okay? And that way, the family is helping each other. We are networking. That's why we call this the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. We are about networking to be a better family. Okay? So I solicit everything, including your prayers. If you want to call in and just whisper a prayer for the family, that's fine. We don't want to turn the whole show over to preaching. I mean, I love preaching, and I could do it in a minute. But that's not what this show is designed to do. We are too much strangers now. This family's gotten so big, we are becoming strange to each other. So the show is designed to get people on, like Spotlight on the Elder, which we do the second half of the show. we get these elders in here and we get them talking about who they are and what they've done and what they want to do, what they'd like to see, and we become less strange to each other. And my goal is, my hope is, after we interview those 60 and over, we start interviewing those 50 and over so everybody can get to know who they are, because there's a lot of smart people 50 and over. And I talked to Miss DeVita today. I'm putting on the spot. She probably saying, oh, I know you didn't call my name. But a very wise woman, and I know she have a lot to say and to contribute to this family. And she's not as old as the other people, but she's along my age group. And we got something to say as well to the young people, and even to some of y'all old people. Y'all don't know it all. So we want to be a blessing to each other. And that is the truth. Please know my heart. I love this family. The last thing I would try to do is in any way not be sincere in what I'm saying right now. This is the true purpose of having this show. I really want to see the family come together. I only have one family. It's this family. And if we can't come together, I'm one of those persons that it don't take long. When I turn people off, and you probably the same way. When I turn people off, they're turned off, and I don't go back. You know, when I'm done with somebody, I'm done with them for a lifetime. So I'm trying my best, and I'm sure you probably trying your best to bring the family together. And I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that care. I may not even be the only one that cares much. There may be some other people that care and do it more than I do, and I'm secure in that. But, folks, we got to do something. We got to just not sit up and listen to Seth and say, well, that's his thing. Y'all got to help me out, okay? We didn't have a show last week because I canceled the show again. I just was tired of, you know, people not participating. But I did notice something that was very good that really caused me to have the show. Some of y'all didn't call the show, and you don't call the show, but you listen to the archives, and that's good. Maybe you don't have time to listen to the show. Maybe you're looking at Sunday Night Football right now. Maybe you're at church right now. So the show live only had like maybe 10, 15 people. But then the archives, we had about 50 people that listened to the show. So that's good. That tells me you listen, you want it, you just don't have time to listen to the show, and that's fine. Okay? That is fine. That's the reason put it back. I just didn't want to be out here talking on the air. I got better things to do with my time, and I'm sure you do too. So anyway, folks, here you have it, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. And I'm just trying to cover some ground here, let everybody know exactly what they're getting, what we're about, because we passed out all these flyers at the thing yesterday, and I know a lot of y'all are listening who was at the banquet, and you're listening for the first time. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just kind of going over what the show is supposed to be about, what our goals are. And I envision seeing for this first hour just a little bit of everybody calling in. You know, hey, I'm trying to buy a car. Anybody know anybody selling a car out there? Let me know, family. My number is blah, 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 blah. You know, anybody know anybody that is, you know, just whatever you need, whatever you're trying to buy, whatever you're trying to sell. This is our own little Craigslist, so to speak. You call the show, you let people know, and word will get around. Eventually, if this thing goes well, everybody really start listening in. You don't have to listen every single week. I know some of y'all busy, and you got lives. I know I do. And it's impossible for you to listen to the show or even the archives. I understand that. But you should at some point see what's going on with your family. I mean, the way this is designed is we have the archives. This is recorded. So if you missed the show, you can always go back and listen at your leisure when you do have time. It may be 4 o'clock in the morning when you are off work, and that's the only time you have. Or, you know, I don't know. But I'm just saying this show is designed to put the information out there where you know what's going on. Is there any important meetings that's going on? Call in. Hey, Seth, just want everybody to know, whoever the host is, I just want everybody to know that we got a meeting going on next week, and we want to invite the family to come or hey, we got a revival going on, or we got this going on, or this aunt has this event going on. She's inviting everybody. You know, the cover charge is $20, you know. Again, I'm just throwing some ideas out there for you. This show is designed for the Booker Douglas family and friends, not just the family, but our friends. You can get involved as well. You can call, you can comment. If you know somebody in this family, you have a key to the show. If you don't know anybody in this family and you just kind of popped in here on Blog Talk some kind of way, just keep it related to the family and you can comment and be one of our new friends, okay? I have got to make this show public so the family can be able to connect. I really want to make it private, but private means it's hard to log on when the show is private, so I have to make it public. So we may get occasionally somebody listening from Atlanta or something, and they won't have a clue about who this family is, okay? It's just the way online on the internet. So anyway, folks, I had a wonderful time on yesterday. I just got to tell y'all that, and I hope we have this banquet every year. It just does something to me to see all the family. It really does. So I'm so glad that Aunt Robbie was able to and Aunt Naomi, it was both of them, to pull us off, because we couldn't have it at the place. Didn't want to be. Donnie and I was just tired. We're tired of doing the banquet, and it's just a lot of work. And we just was tired. Didn't want to do it this year. And it was good that somebody else picked up the torch. And that's kind of what this show is about. This is my little way. And you probably have some ideas for a way as well. This is just my way of helping us to become more one and less strange to each other. I'm going to take a sip here because I was rushing and I really wanted to sip on this tea. And while I do that, I'm just going to play a little something, and I will be right back. But I just got to just play a little something, and I'll be right back. And plus, I'm kind of also stalling a little bit and waiting on some more family members to join us. I know they're coming. Some people have told me they're coming. And while I thank y'all for being here early, those of you that are listening on the phone lines in the chat room, there is more coming. So let's give them a few more minutes. This is Lecrae. This is called The King. Some of you young people will like this. This is rap, clean rap, Christian rap. Lecrae, check him out. He was on the BET Awards, and he rocked the place. And it was a breath of fresh air to see somebody who loved the Most High as much as this young boy does, and hear him firing away in the genre of rap. He is a force to be reckoned with. Anyway, here's Lecrae, and I'll be right back.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on the 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Nice. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What?
Yeah. Okay. See, there's a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? The king of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yo, who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and raised on a scissor. Never got drunk, got high. King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
He's the real king, and it don't matter. A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the
trap. Own a house that's more black and mild. You be a king when you can do things like roll back the clouds.
Every knee is going to bow one day. I don't mean to preach, but it is a show enough reality. You might call him Jesus, you may call him Yeshua, but it's going to happen. That is Lecrae, young people. Those of y'all interested, I know some of us older people don't care for rap, but I think Lecrae is a serious brother who's really trying to live right and be an example and be a young person at the same time, you know. You know, keeping it real, just being young and doing what young people do. But this brother is really trying to do something in the music industry. And I know we got a lot of rappers in this family. And I know a lot of y'all is trying to do your thing. So, again, I solicit your audio clips. Just send them to me, and we can play them just like I just played Lecrae. The goal is to have a show where all the entertainment is imported by the Booker Douglas, friends and family, simple and plain. The goal is when this 2 hours is up every single Sunday, and again, hopefully I'm not hosting every single Sunday, the goal is that when the show goes off, you know of investment out there thanks to family members that, you know, share those secrets over the 2 hours. You know of birthdays in the family. You know now to call certain people and wish you happy birthday. Maybe you're going to buy a gift or something. The goal is, after the 2 hours, you know more anniversaries in the family. The goal is, after the 2 hours, you know of some recipes that you didn't know before. The goal is that maybe you've heard a little comedy talk about maybe sports or something. You got a good laugh in. Because it is about comedy, too, now. And if it ain't fun and we can't laugh, then, hey, I'm not trying to have no serious show where it's just all information-driven. I mean, we're going to have some fun, you know. That's what this thing is about. But I'm telling y'all, it takes more than Seth. Y'all got to get this out of y'all mind that Seth is, I mean, I just know in my heart of hearts somewhere, somebody is thinking, oh, he's trying to have his own show. No, I'm bigger than that, okay? I do host a show on this Five Smooth Stone Network, and I have a whole lot more people listening than the family. So I don't have to do this, folks, and I have to pay for this. So there is some money involved in this. So I'm not just, I mean, it would benefit me not to have this show and just have my regular shows and just get, 100 people listening or something. So it don't benefit me to have 10 people listening. Okay, so just know the facts. I'm not trying to build my name whatsoever. I'm concerned about my family. I got kids, and I want them to be a part of a family that's doing something that ain't sitting around talking about each other and just bickering and fussing and divided. You know, that is just too – that's the past, hopefully. I just hope it's the past, okay? We got big and better things, and I just pray and hope that the Most High, the Father, our Heavenly Father, will is done in his family. And when it's all said and done, if we do things his way, we're going to be happier. We're going to live longer. We're going to prosper more. We're going to have better marriages. We're going to have better kids. We're going to have smarter kids. And we're just going to be blessed when we do things his way. And that is what it is all about with me. I really want the young people to get involved, and I don't want to scare them away with playing gospel music and preaching. That's why we want to limit it. Not that we're trying to limit the Most High. We're not trying to limit the Father. But we're just trying to get young people to be comfortable. They can come, do their thing, share what they want to share. They have some things on their minds. you know, and some of us may be able to impart some wisdom unto them. So we want the show to go that direction, too, where we're, offering inspirational, is what I meant to say. We want this show to be inspirational. So young people, y'all got to call in. If you have a question, call in and say, hey, I just got this question for the family, and I'm going to hang up and listen to what y'all have to say. Please, please do that. I mean, if you can't tap into the wisdom of the elders in your family, that's a sad family. So we definitely solicit your questions and comments, long as we do the number one rule. What is the number one rule on this show? What's the number one rule on the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network? Keep it all upbeat, positive, please. All right? I want to go ahead and just let everybody know who we are going to be spotlighting tonight. Tonight we are going to be spotlighting an elder in the family, and that elder is none other than the one and only Dorothy Jean. This is the same Dorothy Jean that produced that 23-minute presentation on who's who in the family. Y'all heard that the first show, and I think I played it maybe the second or third show as well. But she went into, she went all the way back to Gabriel and Hester Booker, which is Eli Booker's parents. And y'all know who Eli Booker is, right? Eli Booker is Big Mama, Azalee Booker, and Caleb's Booker is actually Caleb's Booker parents. So, Eli Booker is Caleb's Booker dad, and Hester is Eli Booker's dad. I think I got that right. If not, Dorothy Jean, I'm sure, will correct me, but I want to go ahead and bring her on. I see where she has called in, and let me just go ahead and invite her on the show. Area code 817-451. I'm pretty sure this is Dorothy Jean. Dorothy Jean, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless.
There she is. Yes, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I want to mention, too, that Eli Booker was married to Fanny Freeman Booker.
Yes. Yeah, I want to keep the balance between man and woman. At that point, I was just trying to nail down who Eli was as it relates to Caleb Booker. But you're absolutely right. I always mention the woman and the man. That is a goal of mine, so I thank you for that correction.
Okay. Not really a correction, just to let you know. And
I appreciate
Caleb
it.
Booker and Leola Booker. Leola was my mother.
Right.
And she was the Booker Jones, and she and Caleb was their brothers.
Before we get into those genealogies, and I'm sure you're going to do it, and I'm looking at the packet here, and I promise you, I haven't seen too many people lay it out the way you did here in this packet. I think you actually, to give credit where credit is due, I think it was actually your mom, Leola Booker, that gave you this information, correct?
Correct. She's the one that's sit there on the side of her bed and talked about the family. And I appreciate her letting me know, because I was excited to get to know the names of some family members.
Yeah. Well, let me do this. Let me say two first things first. First of all, everybody don't know who you are. They can walk by you at those family banquets and not know who you are. I tried my best to find a picture, but with such, you know, just so everybody know, I actually was going to interview someone else, but something came up and they couldn't make it. So Dr. Jean was so nice enough to take this, to go ahead and take the invitation, because it was such a short notice and I didn't have a chance to put a picture. But I am going to find a picture and put it up there after the show a little later on for those that's going to listen in the future. But let everybody know who you are as it relates to Caleb Booker and Azalee Booker, because that's mainly who's listening, and they know those people. And just if you can tie it into the Gabriel and Hester Booker. So let everybody first know who you are, then we'll go into more of
non-lineage type stuff about you.
Okay. My name was Dorothy Jean Brown. My maiden name is Jones. My mother was Kayla Booker's sister. And I have one brother still living. And I've lost four sisters and one brother. My mother had five children. Archer Lee, Winnell, Dorothy Jean, Gula Booker Jones, and Artavia Jones. Artavia is Charmion's dad, which is my youngest brother. And my oldest brother and I are the only ones still living. And we do appreciate being able to live to be 75, and my brother's 71. Now, my oldest sister, I had two older sisters. My dad had one daughter, and her name was Operzine, O-P-E-R-Z-I-N-E, Jones. And then my mother had one daughter, Walter Dale Jones. And Walter Dale passed at the age of 19. So we do appreciate being, like I say, before 75. And then my other sister, Archer Lee, she was 31 when she passed. And then my youngest brother was 21 when he passed. And one of them lived to be 72. So me being 75 has really been a blessing, and I just thank God for that. And my brother's 71, and he lives in Murphis, Texas. And his name is Gula, G-U-L-A-R. And I'd just like to tell this story about our family. My mother's name, my sister's name, Archer Lee, Winnell, Artiliot, Gula, and then she named me Dorothy Jean. And I just thought that was terrible. All those beautiful names to me. And I was just Dorothy. I just Dorothy. And, but as the years went on, so many people know me by Jean. But as the years go on, I learned that Dorothy meant a gift of God. And the other name had no meaning. So I started letting people call me Dorothy. After I found out my name had a meaning. Uh-huh, because, see, I thought Dorothy was so plain after all those other beautiful names to me. And then I said, well, my name is the only one that has the meaning. The rest of them were just names made up that my mother put together. And Gula was my grandfather's name on my daddy's side. And my dad was named Artiliot. And one ear came from the Moore part of the family, one of Eli's sisters. Children was named Winnell, and that's where my mother got that name from. But so much for the family. Can I read this poem?
But no. Just tying this in, your mom and dad was again Leola Booker, who was married to Artilia.
Artilia. Yes, Artilia Daniel Jones. His name? My dad's name.
Leola Booker was Caleb Booker's sister, right?
Right.
So, and then, of course, Caleb married Azalee Booker, and that's how you got everybody that's mostly listening right now.
All right.
Okay, so those of y'all that don't know who Dorothy Jean is, again, I'm going to try to post the picture. Yeah, and that's my goal. When you're talking, I want your picture.
There are several pictures of me on Facebook. I don't know how you can. Can you pull them up?
Under whose Facebook account? Under who?
Okay. Let's see. Under Gula's Facebook.
Oh, Gula?
Gula,
well,
my brother.
Gula is one of my friends, and I'll try to. I'll
look through there and see if you can find a picture of me there.
Okay, I appreciate that. And
then
I
think my grandchildren and my daughter-in-law have me on the Facebook.
See, if they're not my friends, I may not be able to pull that up. But listen, let's talk about Dr. Jean, the person, who you are, just in case, you know, people might know now how they're related to you, but they still don't know what Dr. Jean like. Let me ask something as basic as, I mean, we're going to go as real basic here. Getting to know Dr. Jean. Spotlight is on Dr. Jean, okay?
Okay.
And again, so let's say, what do you like? I mean, what, you know, you're going to have a family list, and a lot of you are going to be listening to the archives, and they're going to be hearing the show later on in the future. Anything you want to say to Katrina before I get all, before I go another direction? Anything you want to say to the family?
Love God.
That's on your mind.
And keep his commandments, and you'll prosper in life. And that's my advice to anybody. And if you stay focused on God, all other things will fall in place.
Amen.
And I love going to church. And I'm a part of the Federated Women's. And then on the Ingrid Knox Federated Women. And I love sitting home on my back porch, on the patio, as they call it, and read the word in the morning. I don't do much reading in the evening, mostly in the mornings when I first get up and drink my coffee. And right now it's a little cold, so on the porch or the patio. But I love to sit in my room and drink coffee and read the word, because I found out in life, if you read the word at least once a day, you don't have to read as much as I probably sit and read, but just one chapter will make a difference in your life. And that's what.
Well, how long do you sit and read? You say you don't have to read as long as you do, but just knowing who Dr.
Sometimes
Jean
I read
is,
right at 12 o'clock. I get up around 6, 7, and I'll read maybe to 12, 10, 11, 12 o'clock every morning.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Do you read most of the New Testament, Old Testament? Is there certain books you like to read?
I just mix them up. And then, right now, I'm in the book of Ezekiel. But
good one, major prophet. That's good. Let me ask you this, Dr. Jean. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
You like pink? Okay, what is a favorite song? Just name a song, a couple of songs that you really, that is the top of your list.
It Is Well With My Soul is one of my favorite songs. And I used to say I wanted to sing at my service, but I really don't anymore. I just want you to sing whatever's going on at this time, whenever I pass. Whatever new song is going on. Because right now, every time I go to a film, they sing I'm Free. The last two or three films, I've been to, they sang I'm Free. And I said, well, you know, that's a good song. Because, see, I'm free now, and I'm not dead, but I'm free. I love it.
Now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, because I always try to think when I'm interviewing somebody, I always try to think of what is the different people. How do you sound to somebody 20 years old? How do you sound to somebody 25, 30 years old? Now, obviously, you can't please everybody, but if a young person is listening and they hear you talking about you read the Bible all that time, that's a long time to read the Bible. Well, you said you don't have to read it that long.
Well, see,
you
I might read a handbook to explain what I'm reading. Or I don't just study when I say I'm sitting there that long. I might get up and get another cup of coffee.
Let me ask you a question.
And go back to
What does it do for you? I mean, what does it do?
It gives me
will
peace.
Will it do this? Now, will it do what it, do you think that if a person 25 years old start to get up in the morning. Obviously, they might not drink coffee, but they'll get up early and read the scriptures. What do you think it would do for them?
If you're consistent, he'll enlighten you, and he will give you peace that day that you didn't have. And a young person like that at 20 or 25 may not find it as interesting as I do because they have not had the experience that I've had. And being able to just say, well, you know, when I look at this word, it's going to tell me God is never in a hurry. And I just want to be in a hurry, get things done, I'll do everything microwave. But when I read the word, it lets me know, you know, God ain't in no hurry. If you take time out. But when I was 20 and 25, I had probably started reading through the Bible then because I was sitting in the carpool instead of me sleeping like most of them did. I'd read from home to Texas Instrument in Dallas. That's how I got started. And then I worked by myself a lot in areas where there was not a lot of activity and people. And I would read on my break and lunch. But now I do it in the morning that I'm retired and at home. So it has to be something that's within you.
Now, let me ask you something, Dr. Jean. You mentioned that your favorite song was It Is Well With My Soul, and that's a song that my mother liked. Why do you like that? I mean, who's it by? Who do you like?
You know, I don't really know. I just know it's well with my soul.
Some people like certain artists singing that. I just didn't know if certain artists touch you more than others.
No. Just the words that is well with my soul. Because, see, when some people die, it's not well with their souls. But people don't put them in hell. Have you ever been to a funeral, they put a person in hell?
They always make it
sound like they were so good and everything was just perfect with them. And that's not true.
Let me ask you this, because, again, we want to know about Dr. Jean. I mean, who mentored you, what inspired you. You're a very spiritual woman now, but there was a road you went to get there. And a lot of people listen to you. Some people know you and other people don't. And even though they don't, they probably is getting some knowledge from you right about now and probably is being inspired from you right about now. So I want to ask the question is, who mentored you? What made you go this route? There's a lot of 75-year-old people that don't. And I'm not trying to say you're perfect and nothing like that, but I mean.
Oh, no.
I'm saying you can't live to be 75 years old and have the kind of peace you talk about and just be sitting up getting drunk all the time or hanging out. I mean, obviously you're doing something right. I'm just simply asking you, who was your mentor coming up?
My mother. My mother, I learned so much from my mother. And after she passed, I learned even more. She wasn't here, but I still learned from her. And I still remember things, how patient she was. And she would just say, wouldn't say anything. She was a very quiet person. And where somebody else would be upset and ready to say, Mama would just be quiet. She wouldn't say a word. But see, I learned over the years she was praying for that person while they were upset, and she wasn't upset. And that has given me so much peace to know that she did those things. Because if you don't have nobody praying for you, you're in trouble. And I know God prays for you. He intercedes for us all the time. But you need an individual on this earth praying for you. and lifting you up before God.
And that's true. That's
like
true.
I say, but, and I've learned over the years that when you don't miss your blessings, I had an experience to go to Kansas City. I just quit my job. But see, I didn't realize how God was working out my life until I could look back and see how he was working in my life and keeping me when I didn't even know I needed to be kept.
Well,
I was working at a grocery store as a check cashier, and they wouldn't give me my vacation when I wanted it. And I got upset and went to Kansas City to see an auntie of mine and had no idea that she had blessed me with a large bank account. And she, when I went there, she was very, very sick. And I said, well, why don't I just come up here and keep you, you know, take care of you. And so she agreed, and I came back home and got my three youngest children, and the other two oldest ones was in school. And when I went back up there, and I bet I wasn't there a month, and she passed and had left me in good shape. And I didn't know that. But if I had not gone there, I don't know whether I would have ever found out about it or not. Because her brother was very greedy, and he didn't want nobody to have nothing. But there was something that she had left for me that he couldn't do nothing with. But if I had not gotten upset at work, left there, and went to see her, I would not have known about it, probably. And you won't miss your blessings when God has something for you, you're going to get it. So I have learned not to be anxious for nothing, because that's what the Word says.
And, amen.
And I just, Mama was just such a blessing to me. And I had five children. I have five children. Oldest one is 56, and the youngest one is 50.
Mm-hmm.
So within 6 years, I had five children. So I'm not perfect.
Right,
I had one
right.
In 1955, one in 1956. I missed 57, and I had one in 58, had one in 59. I missed 60, and I had one in 61.
Let me ask you this. Where did you go to school at?
I am Terrell.
Oh, so you went to Terrell with everybody else.
I went to I am Terrell. That's the only place you could go to high school at that time,
mm-hmm.
back in the
mm-hmm.
50s. Everybody went to I am Terrell. They even brought them from all the little Metroplex. They all came, bused them to I am Terrell, all the high schools. Bused them all to I am Terrell.
Let me ask you this. How much interaction did you have with Azalee Booker kids, Caleb and Azalee Booker kids, Big Mama and Grandpa's children? How much interaction do you have with them in school?
Okay, well, we first moved to Fort Worth in 1948. In 1949, we stayed with Uncle Caleb and then Aunt Azalee, my mother and I and two of my brother and another sister. We all stayed with them in that back room. The one that's in the very back.
I know, yep.
So we stayed there, so I got to know them pretty well. And I loved to hear Aunt Azalee whistle. She could sit around, she'd be doing things. Instead of her singing like some people, she would whistle.
That brought back memories. When you said that right there, I just thought about that. I do remember Big Mama whistling.
She could whistle, too. She was good. And she
I remember that. That was pretty good, Dorothy Jean. You brought back a few memories there.
Uh-huh. She was good. I loved to hear her whistle. Like I said, I didn't hear her sing, but she could whistle. And you know her children could sing. Robin, Neil, and and Brother Man and Irene, they could see. My family, we didn't see. We didn't do no singing, but they could see. And those children that have, that are singing now, like Donovan, they got that from the Douglas side of the family. They got that from that side of the family. Estella's the one that did the singing.
I see.
They did. They got that from that side of the family.
What do you remember about Kayla Booker?
I remember Kayla was mean. And he would just try to run over my mother and tell her what to do and what to do. And that's what I said. She was quiet. She wouldn't say nothing. She'd just look at him. And she didn't. He wanted to rule her. He wanted to tell her what to do. Now, I remember that about him. And
A lot of men back in the day, they were what you call it. It's just the way it was back then. Men felt they supposed to go make the money, and women stay home and raise the kids and not have much say. But let me ask you this. You say you stayed there, right?
Yes. We lived there with them for, I don't remember how long. And then we lived next door to them for a while. On the north side of where Naomi is then. We lived in that house on the north side of their house. We lived there for a long time.
Yeah, Gula mentioned that. Gula B mentioned that.
And that's when they built Kirkpatrick back, probably was back in 51, somewhere along in there when Kirkpatrick, they built that new school over there. Might have been 40. Well, it was about in 50 or 51 when they built Kirkpatrick. And we were staying there, and I went to Kirkpatrick. We started at Clinton when I first got here in 48. I registered at Clinton, and then they built Kirkpatrick. But
I don't remember
Uncle Caleb always working in the church, though. He was a great church worker, but he just had his
ways. Really?
Huh?
Oh, really? So you say he worked in the church a lot?
Oh, yes. Oh, everybody know Caleb Booker? You mentioned Caleb Booker right down here at St. James right now, and everybody said, oh, yeah, I know Caleb Booker. You know, in Wesley Chapel, they remembered him because he was going to work in the church then. He was going to do his thing in the church. And because he belonged to St. James out here for a while.
Well, you know, over the years, Mama has said a lot of the things you're saying. Some of it's good to hear again. I mean, I'm playing the host right now, which means I act like I never heard some things, but that's how I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to ask questions I already know the answer to, because
because
people may not, you know, just for others' sake. That's just what it's like. Oprah, she'll ask questions that she know all the answers to, but just so close to other people.
He was a mean man, but he was a great church worker. He knew Christ. But he knew Christ. I do believe he knew Christ.
Right.
Like you say, you can mention Caleb Booker right down in St. James now. And how long he's been gone? 1963?
Right.
And they still know him. There are some children, young people that are still there that know him. Some of the old ones. They knew Caleb Booker.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Jean. Now, you've been to some of the banquets that Donna had. You go to a lot of events, I think. I mean, I've seen you a lot. You was in Robbie's thing. So you've been supporting us in a lot of ways.
I love my cousins, Naomi and Robbie. I don't have much contact with Verna Mae as I do with Robbie and Naomi, and I have more contact with Naomi.
Right.
Because we used to go on the 4th of July, we used to go to Forest Park and eat hot dogs and stuff like that. And Irene, I was never close to Irene either. We were about like Verna Mae, and I got closer to Emma Jean in her last few years, last two or three years.
Oh, okay.
So as we grew up, I was so busy having children and having problems myself, I didn't stay in contact with nobody but Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie because of the church activities. But I wasn't with Robbie a lot. I would go to some of the meetings and she would be there, and we would sit together sometimes. But most of the time she had to sit with the ministers and stuff. But that was our connection, was with the activities at the different church meetings.
Now, let me ask you something. When you stay with Big Mama, I'll say, and did y'all all go to church together? I mean, was Kayla Booker, you were somebody, how strong he was, or how...
he was at church.
We didn't actually leave out of the house
together. Going to church, but we worshiped at the same church. We all went to Wesley Chapel.
Like, you know how some people say you're going to go to church and we're going to study the Bible and we're going to have Bible study. Was there any type of that going on?
We didn't do any of that. We didn't do any studying of the Bible at home or nothing like
okay.
that. We didn't even have prayer together. I don't remember sitting around and having prayer together. And I do want to mention, too, that we have a puppet call. Like, we try to have prayer on Thursdays at 8 p.m. And it's a toll-free number. And if we can get any of the family to call in, we'll have prayer on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. And the number, can I give you the number?
You sure can. Okay.
It's a toll-free number.
I know what it is, but I want you to explain what pulpit prayer is, because we had a Bible study like that. Go ahead and explain what it is.
It's just where you can call in free and y'all can have prayer over the line instead of meeting together at a church somewhere. We seem to have better prayer warriors over the phone than we do if we have to go to the church and meet at the church. They just won't come, but they will call in, and it's a free, toll-free number.
Okay, go ahead and get that number out.
It's 1-916-233-2999. And then they will ask for the access code, and it's 776618 pound. And it'll connect you. And then y'all just have prayer, talk, or whatever you need to do. We don't do anything but pray on it because we don't want it to be a chat line. We just want it to be a prayer line. And it's a real easy number to remember.
Yeah, that's 916. Let me just say this. For some of y'all that have prayer requests, you know, some of y'all family members, you got different things going on. And here you got a bunch of people. And I don't even have to ask. I know they're in one accord, because if you got a phone line, everybody can be playing at the same time. So they have got a one accord thing going on. And all you got to do is dial this number,
1-916-233-2999.
And
you have to do the access code,
which is
776618.
Yep. That's the kind of stuff
we had
that for a while. We actually had a Bible study, and the friend of mine conducted this up in Ohio, and we was we're down here, and sometime I did the study, and it's funny you actually saying it because. I mean, it was a very good study, and like I said, he was way up in Ohio, and all we had was the phone. We put it on speaker, and we could see him just like he was sitting in the living room. It's a lot of things going on, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to, take advantage of this technology. You can use this technology for your benefit. You can, we can take advantage of this technology. We don't have to just be...
So that's what I'm trying to do. That really is what I'm trying to do right now. But let me.
Yes, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I'm glad to know that y'all have it. So when do y'all do it again? Give me the time again.
On Thursdays at 8 p.m. And
Thursday.
See, we have people in California, it's like 6 o'clock there. And people on the, what is it, that's north, south, on south, like New York and up there, it's like an hour difference in Ohio. Well, like it's 10:20 here, it'll be 11:20 there. I mean, so if it's 8 o'clock here, it would be 9 o'clock there. So.
Let me ask you this.
It's the 8th Central Time.
You have a pretty, let me just kind of jump around here. You have a pretty spiritual sense of, you're pretty sensitive when it comes to the spirit. What do you think is the calling? You know, like some families call for certain things. Do you believe that, first of all?
Yes.
Some families?
I think my family was called to teach. Now,
okay.
Because I was called to teach back in the 60s. And that's my calling, is teaching. Teaching the word. And I've always taught in Sunday school, Bible study. Somewhere I've always did some teaching. And sometimes I used to do it from the pulpit, but then they got where every time I turn around, they just want $10, $30. I said, well, I don't need that. I just want to teach.
I don't need to pay all this to get
the pulpit to teach. So I just forgot that, and I just teach Sunday school, and I teach wherever I get a chance.
Now, where do you go to church?
And my family does a lot of teaching. My kids, my children, and I decided this is what we were called to do. As a family, we were called to teach. We don't do no singing, and we don't do no playing and all that. We're called to teach, and we got one minister in one of my oldest grandson is a minister in a singer, and it's just. You know, he was called to teach. And I said, this is our calling. The family's calling is to teach. And see, y'all do more singing. And it's a beautiful ministry. And I just love them. I just love to hear them sing. You know, and to me, that's the calling, is singing.
Mm-hmm. And well, you got everything. You got, in the body of Christ, you got all kind of,
yes.
Got a little bit of everything. And the main thing is as long as we're fulfilling our purpose and doing it unto Him, that's what it's all about. All this other stuff is can wait. But I want to ask you another question about you were saying earlier how you were talking about Big Mama, how she whistled a lot, right?
Yes.
You remember, I also remember her praying, mumbling, kind of. I've seen that, I don't know if you remember that, but I do remember her, when we was little, Mars and I, we'd be over there sometimes, and I don't remember a lot of Putt and Moppy, I'm trying to think if they was, but I just remember me and Mars hanging, cause she's always put us to work, and I remember her and her, doing that whistling, but also singing, hanging up clothes in the backyard. Dwight had that basketball goal back there, and I remember that. What I brought that up to ask you: Do you remember any type of words that she might have gave you, or any kind of spiritual conversations y'all might have had?
No.
You understand what I'm saying? Are you there?
Yes, I was. That's my other line ringing. I'll call her back.
But do you remember any kind of conversations y'all had that was uplifting? Any encouraging words she might have gave you?
I know she would always say, you know, like if she disagreed or didn't agree, she would just say, It was the way she said it, like, whatever. But that wasn't what she would say. She would just say,
I see.
I don't remember any words that she
said. Well, listen, let me do this, Dr. Jean. I want to take a little break, and I'm going to be right back. Just if you want to grab something to drink, I know a lot of times when you're talking, it's a little harder to. So
I'm
going to
check back with my daughter
because
she don't usually call me this late.
Let me just do this. I'm gonna take a little short break, and I'm actually going to play the song that you were saying that you liked. But I'll wait for you a little later.
Okay.
I'll go ahead if you want to get that other line because, you know,
okay.
There may be something important. And while you do that, I'm going to play something for the listeners, and we'll be right back and finish up this interview. I'm enjoying it. Like always, learn a lot.
All right,
so we'll be right back, folks. This is Dr. Jean we're talking to again. This is the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network, and we'll be right back. Hopefully y'all listening. I know some of y'all don't know Dr. Jean, but just listen to her talk about her relationship with the Most High that's got to do something to you. And I know a lot of y'all young people might say, well, that's just a bunch of old people talking. It ain't relating to me no kind of way. But I'm telling you, you always want to listen to people older, and you can learn a whole lot. And so anyway, I'll be right back. Check this out.
peace of mind.
Okay, we'll play that in the background. I want to thank y'all for your patience. Dr. Jean, I think, had a pretty important call she had to take. But hopefully y'all enjoyed that. That was Dr. Jean again on the Douglas side of the band. On the Booker side of the band. And so as she said, Caleb Booker, which is Big Mama's, my grandmother's husband. How Dark Genius related is his sister. Caleb Booker's sister is his daughter talking to us tonight and sharing information we didn't know about them, how they used to live with them, and talked about Big Mama whistling and Grandpa Caleb being stern and she say mean. You know how sometimes when you're younger you do interpret it as being mean. Back in the day, the men was just a little more stern than they are today. And looking back, they did look mean, look really mean. So she may call us back here shortly, but I don't know what the nature of the call. Maybe something she has to really take care of. But hopefully y'all enjoying the show. This is what we're going to be doing every single Sunday. And y'all, all I ask is that you just listen, you know, and learn. It's not always bells and whistles and entertainment and laughter when our elders come on, but it's just a time to learn. Just, you know, learn a little bit about history. And like I say, it's not something all of y'all want to know about every week. Some of y'all could care less. I understand that. But sooner or later, there are a few here and there, and maybe everybody at some point want to know a little something about what happened in the past and how things got to the way they are today and how can we improve on this, that, and the other. So I learned a lot in interviewing Dr. Jean and Uncle Bud and Gula B. And Bobby Baylor, Minister Bobby Baylor. I've learned a lot. I mean, some of y'all already knew all that, fine. But I guarantee you, those of y'all been known for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you still didn't know some of the stuff that they said. And that's what this show is about, because we all can learn at all ages. That's what it's about, simple and plain. So, Dorothy Jean, I just thank her for her knowledge and sharing and, you know, she have a life. She don't have to be spending her time on the show talking to me or you or anybody. So I appreciate not just her, but you and your time and listening. Folks, I'm telling y'all, we better be trying to come together. Honest, there is so much on the horizon coming. You know, we better be trying to understand what's happening in our world. We better be trying to work together and you know, if we put all of our heads together, how can we be defeated? How can we be defeated if we put our heads together? If we put our, you know, we have to put our finances together, because I know we all individual families, but there's no sense in all of these people running around this family with knowledge of how to do this, that, and the other. I'm talking about young people too, and just keeping it to yourself. So I'm going to try my best to make this little show just want to make this show a time when we come and just sharpen up each other and encourage each other. Now, I know if me talking to Dorothy Jean, I learned some stuff. Obviously, y'all probably learned it too, you know, and that's the goal. That's the goal, simple and plain. I do have a life. The way I give back, let me just share this while we're waiting on her to call back. And if she don't call back in a little bit, we'll just wrap up the show. It's not a problem, because she talked for a good while. But let me just share some of the way I give back. The way I give back is through blogs. I mean, some people go volunteering. Some people go do this, that, and the other. But I have these blogs I do on this Five Smooth Stone Network, and I pay. And this is how I lots of people have said that they appreciate the things I share. Now, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I even said I wouldn't even ever talk about what I do on this network, because I don't want people accusing me But I just want y'all to know, I brought that up just to say that I do have a life. Okay, as y'all know, Lydia and Josiah's my children, and then Kenny, my stepson, lives in Columbus, and they keep us busy. You know, yes, they are older, but they definitely keep us busy. The dad and me working at the airport for two different airlines, it is a lot. I have a life, is what I'm trying to say, and then I do a lot of researching. When I can, I travel. I haven't been traveling lately, but I like to travel and research. And I have better things to do than to be trying to do anything other than just research and try to have a better relationship with the Most High. And it helps share what I've learned over the years with people, you know. That's it. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of time either. So these shows are important to me. They're important to the family. I really want us to make this thing happen. Now, if we don't, I'm not going to keep pushing something that I'm not going to force people. I don't have to. I'm better than that. You better than that. You better than me pushing you and trying to get you to do something. And I got better things to do. So we may just pick this up at another time. But I think this is the greatest idea I probably have had in a long time to do this with the family. I mean, there is so many people buying cars. I remember we were looking for a car not too long ago, and somebody in the family said they knew of something. Had we had this network up, somebody could call and say, oh, you looking for a car? You know, if you got this much money, you can go here and they want this down, and you can pay this much cash, and that would have helped us out. There is, when you got a family, I counted with my eyes 100 immediate family members. And then if you want to start talking about our friends, you're talking about, I mean, it was actually more than 100. It was about 168 family members. We're talking about immediate family members. And then when you start talking about our friends that we bring, it's a good, we'll safely say 300 people in our network. You got that kind of people, amount of people in your network. Even if just 100 of them participate, that's a lot of knowledge you're coming across. There's a lot of people calling in saying, hey, this is happening over here, that's happening over there. You want to save money, go here. You know, and that's what I'm trying to do, have a network. After all, other people have been doing it forever. This ain't nothing new. I'm just trying to get this family doing that. You know, just like we had the whole, Eric, I think, was one of the ones that come up with this idea for this email chain. And then I don't remember if it was Eric or me, but I know one of us thought of it and the other one did it. So it don't matter who did what, but the bottom line is it happened. We have this email chain to where we had, at one point it was like 60 people. We sent one email and it goes to 60 people in the family. And that was a great thing when it happened, you know. But then Facebook came around, and now everybody joined Facebook, and now we're connecting that way. Well, this is an even better thing. Not better, but because in some ways Facebook is still better. But, I mean, this is a way that we can be connected and hear each other say, like Dr. Jean, hear her share about her family's history. Hear her talk about her. Mom and dad and what they've done. And like I say, some of y'all young people, I know you don't value this. I feel you, and I probably wouldn't know when I was coming up either. But at some point, she's going to say something that you can use. At some point, she's going to throw out a nugget. And that's what we want. We want the elders to put those nuggets out there because we do have other people listening. And then some of y'all older people can even learn and reminisce from some of the things Dr. Jean and Uncle Bud and Gulaby and different people talked about. So that's the purpose of why we have this show, simple and plain. Family, let's make it happen or else it will fold. It's just that simple. I did cancel already two shows, and I keep bringing them back because the archives is jumping. So maybe this time is not good, and I need y'all to tell me, Seth, the time is not good. You need to do this on Tuesday. You need to do this on Wednesday. You need to do this in the morning. Just do this in the evening or whatever. And if, depending upon my job work, my job schedule and family schedule, we may have to put this at a different time and everybody be happier. Okay, we get more people listening. But folks, I see Dr. Jeannie having called back. She probably had a pretty urgent call. Hopefully everything's okay with her. But I enjoyed her, and I was next week I'm going to see if Mars, I know he wanted to call earlier, we couldn't agree on a, well, he wanted to call, he probably should have called to be honest, but he wanted to share about a business, a venture he's doing, and give everybody an opportunity to get in on this. It's a really successful thing he come across. And anybody else out there that knows ideas, just shoot them at us. Shoot them at the family. Give us phone numbers, emails, how to get a hold of whoever. And let's just try to help each other that way, okay? I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up a little early. We got another 10 minutes. But I'll go ahead and wrap it up now. Again, Dr. Gene, if you can hear me, and you just, because sometimes this phone board don't always show the phone numbers, but I don't think she's on. But in the future, when you listen to the archive, thank you again for sharing that time with us. I know you, like I do, have other things on your plate, but thank you for stopping by. Again, those of y'all that went to the banquet on yesterday, it was good seeing you. I mean, that banquet just seemed like touched the spot for a lot of us. I know that I didn't get a chance to holler at everybody, but it was still good to see everybody. Next Sunday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we'll do this again. And I may give this another, we just may keep trying this and just see. And I really need y'all to talk to me. If it's something about the show that just kind of irks you, maybe you don't like the fact it's on Block Talk. Maybe you don't like the fact it's on Five Smooth Stone. You want to disconnect it from me altogether. That's fine. Let me know what network you want to put it on. But it's probably, if it's going to have a chat room, if it's going to have a phone line, if it's going to have all the things we got right now, I can tell you right now it's going to cost some money. And so while I had this account already paid up, I mean, you know, while I was paying for it, I might as well use some empty time I had on it to help my family. That is the only reason it is associated with Five Smooth Songs and what I talk about when I'm not talking about this particular family blog. So let me know. Either way it go, we need this. We either need it on Blog Talk or we need it on PayPal or we need it on something. But we need to have some kind of platform where we can talk to each other and update each other, inform each other, and inspire each other. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up. I do see people in the chat room. That's a good thing. I do see people on the phone line. That's a good thing. I would love to have seen a lot more people. But you know what? Sometimes I guess you just got to go with who's there, okay? I guess you just have to go with who's there. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and bow out. Family, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. We're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. See you next week.
asked me to share this about 26 years ago. I was flying back from Los Angeles on an Eastern Airlines plane, and I saw this flight attendant, and she looked a little discouraged. So I went and I got a cassette of my first recording, and I handed it to her, and I said, you know, I just feel impressed to share this with you. She said, thank you so much. I've been having a really rough time. Well, 3 weeks later, she was working another flight and saw Cliff Barrows. And she said, Mr. Barrows, it's such a pleasure to have you on my flight. She said, can I ask you something? Have you ever heard of a young man by the name of Wintley Phipps? And he said, no, I've never heard of him. She said, hold on a minute. And she went back to her purse and got a cassette, the same cassette I gave her, and gave it to Cliff Barrows. 3 weeks later, I get a call from Cliff Barrows. We want you to be one of the soloists with the Billy Graham Crusades. Hook up from heaven, I call it. And God told me to share this with you. It is in the quiet crucible of your personal, private sufferings that your noblest dreams are born and God's greatest gifts are given in compensation for what you've been through. It is well.
My soul.